social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17 hours. The headlines. In local news, Musoko Tshwane calls for increased production. Kasumbalesa border clears over 500 trucks daily. In international news, Trump says Putin will not attack Ukraine cities during Cold Week. In sports news, FAS announces 44-member ad HOC committee to draft strategic plan. With the news in detail, my name is Dorothy Mwamba. In local news, Finance and National Planning Minister Stimbeko Musoko Tshwane has called for increased production as a way of addressing the rising cost of living. Musoko Tshwane says higher production will improve economic conditions and raise incomes. He says the cost of living must be considered from a broader perspective, taking into account the long-term benefits of government investment in education and infrastructure. He further says education plays a key role in long-term economic growth, noting that countries with well-educated populations tend to perform better economically. Additionally, he says the previous administration failed to invest adequately in education, resulting in high dropout rates and a shortage of skilled workers. Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa highlighted that the meeting seeks to consolidate gains, strengthen coordination across sectors, and speed up delivery in priority areas as the 8th National Development Plan period draws to a close. Cumulative results counted so far in the Kasama mayoral by-election show that the United Party for National Development (UPND) candidate Baiwo Simpyosia is in the lead with 14,711 votes from 176 polling stations out of a total 218. Simpyosia is followed by Forum for Democracy and Development FDD candidate Peter Yuda, who has so far accumulated 11,966 votes. And Citizens First candidate Aaron Zimba has received 1,907 votes, while Kapembwa Mukuka of the UPPZ has polled 1,222 votes. Furthermore, Socialist Party's Joseph Mubanga has received 1,040 votes, while New Focus Party's Mary Bukisa has polled 215 votes. The results are as at 10:30 this morning and were compiled by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. Final results are expected to be announced later this afternoon. Still in local news, a couple in Lusaka's Kabanana site and service area has died after being electrocuted at their residence. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday, saying the victims have been identified as Amos Walia, age 29, and his wife Felicitas Mulenga, age 24. Chilabi says the preliminary investigations indicate that Mulenga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire connected to iron roofing sheets, during which she was electrocuted. He says Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist his wife and was also electrocuted. He further says both victims were rushed to the hospital where they were pronounced dead on arrival. Additionally, he says police officers quickly responded to the scene and ZESCO Limited personnel disconnected the power supply. Government has released 100 million kwacha as the initial allocated for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga says each constituency will receive over 600,000 kwacha to support learners in secondary schools and tertiary institutions. Kanyanga says the funds have already been deposited into individual constituency accounts. She says the allocated will also cover outstanding and current bursary commitments for learners already enrolled in educational institutions. She further says strict verification and control measures are in place to ensure bursary funds reach only eligible during enrolled learners. Finally, in local news, over 500 trucks are now being cleared daily at the Kasumbalesa border post in Chilelabombwe on the Copper Belt province. Speaking during a meeting with DRC Infrastructure Minister John Lunda in Kinshasa, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi says the improvement is a result of operational reforms being implemented between Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Milupi says the model could be extended to other border posts through the establishment of one-stop border facilities. He says there is a need to upgrade the road and border infrastructure shared by the two countries. Meanwhile, he says Zambia's progress is advancing infrastructure development through public-private partnerships, including concessions agreements with companies such as Sandstone Consortium Limited and Bodora Capital Investment Limited. The two ministers called on stakeholders to strengthen cooperation and ensure successful linkages between Zambia and the DRC. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Want more of the world's best entertainment to kickstart? DSTV's got you. We got kicks. We got scores. We got action. We got roars. We got drama. We got fun. We got more for everyone.
We got you.
So come on, get connected. There's an upgrade on us just for you.
My specialty.
More channels, more shows, more joy for you and the fam every day. DSTV, we got you all the way.
And we're off. It's a full house tonight. Eyes glued to every pass and every goal. Orders flying in. This is what we call playing the game. And look at that. Another goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screens, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for Business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit dstv.com/business to get started.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is
enter his door,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Welcome back, and now in international news. U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia's Vladimir Putin has agreed not to attack Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other parts of the country for a week due to extraordinary cold weather. Russia has not confirmed an agreement